彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人都受了洗。那一天门徒约增了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。好，我们再跳到46节。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。好，所以这就是之后呢大家的反应啊，然后有3000的人就信了主。
So after Peter's preach, there was 3,000 people that turned into the Lord.
然后大家聚在一起，天天的来拨饼。
So they gathered together and break bread together.
然后天天一起吃饭。
And they eat together.
神就把人得救的人天天加给他们。
And the Lord brings the believers daily to them.
所以当我们都知道说这一段经文它的历史上面就是它的一个背景。
And that is the background in that time. So when Jesus was about to depart,
他们在那个地方，主耶稣告诉他们一个最重要的事情。
And Jesus told them something that is extremely important.
不要离开耶路撒冷。
And stay in Jerusalem.
要等候。
And wait upon.
因为呢，要受一个圣灵的洗。
And because the baptism of Holy Spirit is going to come.
我相信对这些门徒来讲，他也不懂主耶稣在讲什么。
And at that time, I believe that the apostles did not know what Jesus was talking about.
就像他们不明白耶稣基督要上十字架一样，他们就是不明白。
And just as if they did not understand the reason why Jesus need to go to the cross.
什么叫做受圣灵的洗
？And what is the baptism of Holy Spirit?
从来没有经历过。
And they have never heard of it.
我相信那不是他们想要，不是他们的焦点，不是他们的 focus.
So that was for sure not their focus at that time.
他们那个时候心里面只有一个焦点。
And at that time, there was only one focus in their mind.
就是什么时候我们的以色列国可以复兴起来
？So when the nation of Israel will get revived.
哦，因为我们被这个罗马政府压制的很惨啊。
As we got oppressed by the Roman government.
我们是二等公民啊。
And we are just a second class.
什么时候我们可以翻过来
？So when can we revive?
我们做一个自由的人。
And so we can be free.
做一个有尊严的人。
And we can have dignity.
所以他们就问一个问题。
So they ask one question.
主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗
？So they ask the question, when is the revival will come?
如果我们要真正他的意思讲白一点的话。
And so that to speak about a plenty.
你什么时候让以色列复国
？And so when are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
基本上就要问这个事情。
And that is a basic question.
但是我们知道，他们就有个心里面有个渴望。
And they was longing in their heart.
渴望一个 change， 一个改变。
And there was a change happening to them.
但是他们的渴望可能有 off 掉那个 mark， 就是不知，就是有点偏差。
And but they are slightly off the mark.
不是主耶稣想要做的那一种复兴。
And that is not what Jesus had in mind that time.
我们知道主耶稣后来带来复兴，当圣灵降临以后。
And then we all know that when the Holy Spirit came down, he brings revival.
它的深度是深到每一个人的内心里面。
And that will go into the heart of everybody.
它的广度是广到所有的，不止以色列人，而且所有的外邦人当时。
And the breadth of that is including.The Israelites or Gentiles,
甚至会带下整个社会的改变
and they change the entire society.
一直到今天，我们说，如果广义基督徒三分之一全世界几十亿的基督徒
and to take it if we can say that about one third of the world population is Christian.
以色列人只要一个尊严要复国
at that time, the Israelites only wanted dignity.
但是主耶稣的心意是全世界。
But the heart of Jesus is for the world.
但这个在这个当中呢，我们可以看见主有他的心意。
And we can see that there is will of God at that time.
他讲得很清楚，就是怎么样一个复兴的来临。
And he was talking about the revival of the kingdom.
该做什么准备
？And what should you be prepared for?
这就是我们今天要学习的。
And that's something that we ought to learn today.
因为我们为北圣何西这个北圣何西谷来祷告，也祷告很久。
And as we pray for this northern San Jose for a long time,
我们怎么样来准备我们
？So how do we prepare ourselves?
所以我们可以把它来来分析的时候呢，我们可以得到三点。
And so as we analyze, we can get three points.
第一个呢，就是要渴慕。
And the first thing is to crave for, to have a longing for.
就好像以色列人，他们渴慕主啊，你什么时候复兴以色列国呢？
And it's just like Israelites at that time that they're craving for the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
会问这个问题呢，就是等不及了。
And they can't wait.
我们有时候坐一些很长的，我们家开车如果去长远一点的地方。
And as we are doing a very long trip.
哦，我们小朋友，尤其那个小的在后面就会到了吗
？And the kids at the back seat is always going to ask.
还要多久
？Are we there yet? How long is that going to take?
那个大概出门不太久就开始问了。
And that's probably happened not too long.
那我们开车人就很烦啊。
And you can imagine how bothersome it is as a driver.
但是那就是他心里面最大的问题 ，When 什么时候
？But that is the biggest question of the kids. When is are we going to get there?
因为他有一个渴望。想要到那个地方。
That's because we have that longing, that craving.
对我们今天也是来讲，我们要有一个渴慕，就像以色列人渴慕一样。
And so for today, that just like the Israelite land, we need to have a craving.
所以当我们有渴慕的时候呢，这神才有工作的机会。
And when we have that craving, then God can work in our heart.
所以可以说，渴慕是带下复兴最重要的一个开始起点。
So that we can say that the craving is the number one starting point of the revival.
当我们有渴慕的时候，神就要来做事情。
When we have that craving, then God will do things.
然后接下来呢，第二件事情呢，就是讲到我们必须要等候。
And the second thing is that we need to wait upon.
我们必须懂得神的心意。
And we need to understand what is the will of God.
当我们知道说一个等候的功夫呢，是一个神非常喜欢用的一个方式。
And we need to understand that the waiting upon the Lord is something that God is pleased about.
所以神就训练当时的门徒等候。
So he was training the apostle at that time to wait upon him.
所以我们可以看到以色列人他们想要的就是一个大的复兴，然后在那边等。
And you can see that the apostle and the Israelites are really waiting for a revival and restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
结果呢，当复兴来的时候呢，是什么样子
？And when the revival and restoration come, what happened?
我们可以看到，在使徒行传二章三十七节。
And in Acts chapter 2 verse 37,
他讲到，好，众人听了这个话呢。就觉得扎心。当彼得讲完道以后，他们就觉得扎心。
So they talk about that when after they hear the preaching of the Peter, that got cut in the heart.
这么多几千人在那边听了他讲完以后呢，心里都扎心啊。
And all of them that they felt that the cutting in the heart.
他们就问一个问题。
And they were asking one question.
他们问这些使徒们，那怎么办？那我们该怎么办
？So they were asking them, then what should we do?
我们当怎样行？
Then what should we do from now on?
这是一个最直接的反应。当一个人就是好像被神抓到以后，他马上一个反应，那我该怎么去回应这个我的感动
？So when somebody was grabbed upon by God, the first and most natural reaction is to ask, "What should I do?"
所以他们就开始遵守神的话。
So they are starting to obey God's word.
到四十一节、四十二节。我们刚才所念的
，It goes down to verse 41 and 42.
他们就做几件事情
，And they were doing some a few things.
他们就遵守使徒的教训
，And they were following the word the teaching of the apostles.
他们交接彼此 fellowship.
And there was a lot of fellowship.
团契，彼此擘饼
，And they are breaking bread together.
他们祈祷祷告
，And they are praying together.
他们天天同心合意在一起
，So that every single day they were in unison in one accord.
今天如果哪一个教会他聚会是七天的话，可能很多人都撑不下去了。
And if there's a church that have fellowship every day, then probably there's too much for.
一个礼拜能够来教会两三次已经不错了。
For most people coming to church two or three times a week.
哦，他们是天天在那边。
But they were there every single day.
而且呢，欢喜，乘着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they were joyfully interacting with each other every day.
他们就得到众民的喜爱。
And there was a good example among.
所以我们看见，当这复兴来的时候呢，带下来的东西就是这些。
So you can see that when the revival comes, that is what happened.
所以以色列人他们在渴慕第一件事情，他们在渴慕的时候，他们不太确定他们在渴慕什么，不是神的东西，要他们的一种渴慕。
So when there were a craving in Israelites' heart, it is not the craving that God was looking for.
但我们也是一样，怎么样看准了什么叫做复兴
So that we need to focus on what that what it is revival.
所以看到一个复兴来到的时候，我们会发现主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So that we'll see that when the revival comes, then God adds the number of believers daily to them.
而且呢，人呢听了道会扎心。
And then when they hear the sermon, they will cut into their heart.
他们会说我们要做什么？那我该怎么办？
And they will in response, they will say, "What should we do?"
他们会遵守使徒的教训，遵守圣经的教导。
And they will meet, they will follow the teaching of the apostles.
他们开始爱团契生活。
And they love fellowship together.
他们爱聚会。
And they like the meeting together.
他们天天要聚会。
And they want to do it every single day.
他们爱祷告。
And they will love praying together.
他们爱他们爱在一起吃饭，感受那个神的家里的欢乐。
And they were interacting and fellowship with each other every single day.
他们赞美神。
And they praise God.
而且他们这样子生活的时候，众人就看外面的人就看出来说，我们也喜欢这样子的人在我们当中。
And when they do that, the people around them know that that is a different person.
所以当这个事情来的时候呢，整个 community 就 change 了，整个社区就改变了。
So when this happened, the entire community, the entire society changed.
这就是真正的复兴。
And that is true revival.
我想我们这借着这次复兴特会，我们更深的来了解什么叫做复兴。
Through a revival meeting, that we can have a deeper understanding of what is revival.
许多的基督徒，他们一谈到复兴，他们就会想到 like 圣灵充满。
And a lot of people, when they talk about revival, they were thinking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
好像就会有很多的恩赐的彰显。
And there was a lot of outward showing of the gift.
所以我们必须看准了什么叫做复兴，我们不要像以色列一样看错了复兴。
So we need to understand how to focus on what is the right revival.
真正的复兴是人心的悔改。
And the true revival is the repentance of people's heart.
在诗篇八十篇。
And in Psalm 80.
好，我们来看那个另外那个 transparency. 一个 PowerPoint.好，我们想往下看。诗篇八十篇，它上面讲什么？他说：“神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。”
So in Psalm 80, verse 3, it says, "Turn us again, O God, and cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved."
就是回转，那我们中文就把意复兴，就是那个意思。什么叫做复兴？就是回转向神，就是转向神，然后呢？改变我们的形象、行为、举止、说话，让我们像神一样的性格。
So that basically the word revival in King James is to turn towards God, to act like God, to be like God.
所以复兴是什么？就是回转向神，然后呢，像神。
And so what is revival? Is to turn towards God and be like God.
我们大家来念一次好不好？回转向神，像神，回转向神。就是我们转向我们悖逆的作为，回到神的面前。
So it is to turn away from the sin that we have and then turn towards God.
然后将神荣耀的形象再次恢复在我们的身上。
And restore the glorious image of God in our body.
这就是真正的复兴。
And that is the true revival.
当很多人讲到说，那圣灵充满这些事情呢，这很多的恩赐。
So, but a lot of people talk about the, you know, a lot of outward showing of the infilling of Holy Spirit.
我相信在这样大复兴当中，这些东西都会出来。
And of course, in the big revival, that all those things will happen.
因为神要 empower, 要加力量给他的子民去祷告、去传福音，他一定会把圣灵浇灌下来。
Of course, because the God will add power to empower the believers to go out and preach the gospel. Of course, He's going to have an infilling of the Holy Spirit.
神要我们去做一件事情，一定会给我们工具，好好的去做。
If God wants us to do something, then He will give us the necessary tool to do it.
重点是做那个事情，重点不是工具。
And the important thing is go and do, not the tool.
所以你会发现，就在许许多多的那种复兴的里面呢，圣灵就大大的浇灌在众人的当中。
So that you see that in a big revival, that there was a outward showing of the power of Holy Spirit.
他们就得到能力，可以去传福音。
And so they will gain the power, and so they can go out and preach the gospel.
他们就天天想要来祷告，因为圣灵充满在他们。你抓着他们要来祷告。
And they want to pray every single day because God and the Holy Spirit grip upon them.
所以这是神的手来到按在人的身上做出来的事情。
And that is the hand of God pressed upon on people's hand on people.
带着极大的能力。
And that is that brings power.
所以我们看到说历史上的大复兴里面呢，都是这样子的一个模式在发生。
You can see that in the history that it follows for all the revival that happened. That's what happened.
威尔斯大复兴1904年。
In a great revival in Wales,
神就兴起了 Evan Roberts 伊凡罗伯斯
and that in 1904 God raised a servant called Evan Roberts.
然后他带下整个复兴，当然有之前有预备
and that he brings the entire the revival there. Of course, there was some preparation before that.
就在威尔斯两年之内有十万个人信主。
In Wales, within 2 years, there are 100,000 new believers.
但是这个复兴影响了全世界。不只是在威尔斯，连中国、美国、世界各地、非洲，到处都被这个复兴影响。
And that revival not only impact Wales, it impact U.S., it impact China, but all over the world.
美国就多了200万基督徒。
Even within U.S., there was 2 million new believers.
当复兴来到的时候，整个社会就翻过来了。
And when the revival comes, it brings up the start up entire society.
治安也变好了。
And that it become a safer place.
法官呢没有事情做。
And judges have nothing better to do.
律师呢失业了。
And all the lawyers went out of job.
大家呢干脆收一收去唱诗班了。
And well, they have nothing better, so they went all caroling.
酒吧跟戏院一家一家倒闭。
And all the bars as well as the theater that every single one of them went out of business.
还有很多欠债的东西都还掉了。
And a lot of people who are in debt, they return their debt.
偷来的东西都还给还都
归还。They restore whatever was stolen before.
然后你会发现说，在火车上，在各个地方呢，就是有人一群一群在那边聚集祷告。
And there were many people to group together and pray in the car, in the train.
报纸呢也没有报什么其他的，都是在报哪边又复兴了，哪边又复兴了。像如果今天 Mercury News 报这个复兴那个复兴，你会觉得 something is going on。
Yeah, in newspaper at that time, what they're all showing in the headlining news is where is getting a revival again.
当在这个当中，圣灵大大的浇灌在这样子的一个 community 里面。
So that you can see that big the Holy Spirit impouring of all this community.
我最近也在翻一本书，是一个讲到山东大复兴的一本书。
I was starting a book.They'll talk about a revival in the province of Shandong.
就是克里培老牧师，他是美南浸信会的。
And it was done by a pastor in Southern Baptist.
在1930年的时候
，That's in 1930.
他开车带着一个叫孟教士。
And he was driving and with Miss Mary Manson.
他们一起去传道。
And they were preaching together.
就孟教士就对他说。
And Miss Manor was talking to him.
他说有一个复兴要来到了。
And there is going to be a big revival coming.
哎，这克里培牧师说，哎，奇怪，你怎么知道
？And of course, the pastor said, "Well, how do you know?"
这孟教师就说，因为神跟他的子民立约，之前是这样，现在也是这样。
So because she said that there was an agreement or something that by the God was having with the people, and now, then and now.
什么约呢
？And what is the agreement？
就在历代志下7:14。
And that is in Second Chronicles 7.
我们一起来念嘛，这个是非常有名的经文。来，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。当他们讲，他讲到这些时候，他说：“你这四件事情都有了。”
And then when she was talking about it, all four of things that It's already happened.
因为他们在神面前自卑了。
And that, of course, they repent in front of God.
他们祷告了。
And they pray.
他们也寻求神的面。
And they seek the face of the Lord.
他们也转离他们的恶行。
And they turn away from their sin.
当你都这样做了。
When you do all that,
复兴就来了。
And revival will come.
结果在这个大复兴里面，就有许许多多人悔改。
So a lot of people repent.
教会里面充满了认罪，充满了哭泣。
And there was a lot of people coming to church with repentance, with crying in their heart.
被神感动的那一种流泪哭泣。
And that is the cry that was stirred up by God.
病得医治。
And there was illness was healed.
死人复活。
And there was the dead was risen from two.
信主的人天天增加。
And a new believer adding every single day.
一个三十人的小教会，在十几天里面就一百个人信主。
And a church that has 30 people within 2 weeks that there are 100 people going to a room.
还有一个五十个人的教会一下子变成一千人。
And it was a church of 50 people all of a sudden become with a member of 1,000 people.
当时科牧师他在讲的时候，他在描述，他说聚会是什么样子呢
？And when it was describing what is the meeting what is like.
他就是我们开始聚会。
So as we starting the congregation, starting assembly.
聚会完以后呢，宣布聚会完毕了。
And then after it's done, we say, "Well, that's the end of the meeting today."
没有人要走。
And nobody wants to leave.
大家就留下来，就你跟我祷告，我跟你祷告，就继续祷告下去。
And then then together they just seek other people start praying.
一直到晚上十一点钟。
Until the 11 p.m.
还有的人不走，继续留下来祷告。
And people still didn't want to leave and continue to pray.
那只好继续大家在那边祷告。
And so that people continue to pray.
到了第二天早晨。
And until the next day morning.
祷告那些人就回去。
And those people that were praying, they went back.
新的人又进来了。
But new people will come in and pray.
他们要进来，要开始聚会，要祷告。
And they wanted to gather together and they want to pray.
然后就这样子再继续这样子祷告聚会，聚会祷告。
So the meeting continues.
然后到了晚上，到了第三天。
And until the third day.
新的人又来，来了更多。
And there's more people come, new people come.
所以他们说不知道什么时候开始聚会，不知道什么时候停止聚会，就是没有停止，也好像不知道怎么去聚会变成这个样子。
So that there's no beginning, there's no end in terms of the meetings.
我们今天有时候聚完会以后，大家就很高兴，哇，但我们可以总算可以去吃个好吃的，我们可以去 shopping， 我们可以去做很多的事情。
So nowadays that when the service is over, a lot of people say, "Well, then I have time to do other things."
当复兴来到的时候，没有人要离开。
So when the revival comes, nobody wants to leave.
大家都享受神的同在，都不想走了。
And they all enjoy the presence of the Lord, the together of the Lord.
而且在这个聚会当中，没有太多的讲道。
And in that those kind of assembly, there is no sermon.
大家就是来祷告，来亲近主。
And those people just want to pray and be close to God.
然后就心里就充满了欢喜快乐。
And they were joyful heart with joyful heart.
然后就乘着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And then they will eat together with joyfully.
这个有个讲究，什么叫做欢喜？我们知道什么叫诚实。
And so we know joyful, but what is with truth?
英文有的翻叫 simplicity，
and in some English translation says simplicity。
什么叫 simplicity？
And what does it mean by simple？
客要一味款待叫 simple， 又说天天这样搞聚会，还能做什么大菜？没有啦，什么干粮吃什么，什么就是吃，大家就是吃东西已经不重要了。
So the simple means it doesn't really matter what you eat。
那个时候充满了认罪，在大复兴里面。
And at that time, there is full of repentance.
有的人为了两毛五块、两毛五分钱，心里就过不去，马上就要去还那个两毛五分钱。
And there were people that was only owing 25 cents, and he want to return the debt.
还有的人跟人之间有很多的嫌隙啊、疙瘩啊，在那个时候就互相认罪、互相接纳。
And there was a lot of conflict at that time, but all of that got restored.
还有一个姐妹，她借钱给一个邻居。
And there was a sister that she lended some money to her.
就那个邻居不还她。
And the neighbor refused to pay
back. 她就对她很苦读。
And she had bitterness towards her.
有一天她家的鸡啊，不小心就飞到这家来了。
So that the neighbor's chicken flew over into her yard.
她说：“好家伙，你不还我钱，我就宰你的鸡。”
And he said, "Oh, well, okay, now you refuse to return the money, and then I'm just going to kill you."
结果她就把鸡就杀了，然后好好的吃了一顿。
And then she
泄了心中的气。
And then he caught the chicken, killed the chicken, and then cook it, and then just say, "Okay, I feel better."
当复兴来到的时候
，But when the revival comes,
哎呀，心里面过不去了。
And she feels so guilty.
我吃了人家的鸡。
And I gave the chicken.
然后呢，就拿了钱，就到教会传，就交给教会。我吃了人家的鸡，把钱交给教会。
And then she brought some money to the church and say, "Well, that's to pay for the chicken that I ate."
教会说又不是我吃的鸡，你把钱还给人家呀。
And the church said, "Well, I didn't do that. You should ought to return those money to the people.
他说不不不，因为那个不是基督徒，我是基督徒，我吃人家鸡，这基督徒很没有面子啦。
And he said, no, 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 I'm a Christian, he's not, but, but I just can't do that.
那教会的传道就跟他说，我还是不能收你的钱，我们教会为你祷告，为你祷告，你去跟他讲，我为你祷告。
And the church still refused to get money, but the church said, we will pray for you.
就他就鼓起勇气，只好去跟他的邻居讲嘛。
And so she gathered herself together, and then she went to the neighbors.
结果这个邻居听到以后就很 surprise, 就很 shock.
And she went to a neighbor for to ask for forgiveness, and the neighbor was in shock.
他说：“哎呦，你们基督徒都是这样做的。”
And the neighbor said, "Wow, that's what you do as a Christian."
那我也应该来信这个信仰。
And that's a God I should believe in.
所以他就邻居就相信了。
And that leads the neighbor to the Lord.
许许多多这一类的事情在山东大复兴里面在发生。
And many things like that happened.
十年的时间。
In the revival of the province of Shandong in these 10 years.
不只是一个人心的一个转向悔改，整个社会整个逆转过来。
And it's not just the turning of the heart, but turning of the society.
甚至连整个地土都会得医治。
And that will brings the healing of the land.
我们这次在特会里面特别有提到瓜地马拉有个地方叫阿马兰卡。
And in the revival meeting this time, that there is a place called Malanka.
它是一个犯罪率很高的一个国家。
That is a city with very very high crime.
特别是这个阿马兰卡，它是一个就是大家都知道是最糟糕的一个犯罪的一个地方。
So in the city of Amalanca in Guatemala, that everybody know that is the city of the highest crime rate. There was 4 prisons.
都满满的都是人。
And it was very very crowded.
警察跟黑道他们是结伙的。
And there was a linkage between the mafia and the police.
酗酒的问题。
There is alcoholism.
娼妓的问题。
And there is a prostitution.
还拜邪灵。
And there was a lot of idol worshiping.
后来借着祷告以后，整个地区大复兴开始。
And through prayer, that entire region has a revival.
四个监狱全部都关门，因为没有再有犯罪的。
All four prison cells is closed because there's just no people need to go there.
最令人惊讶的是，整个地土得到医治。
And that the most astonishing the land got healed.
我们都有看那个 video 啊，就有些人不在那个特会里面，所以我就放出来一些，那个胡萝卜跟手臂一样大。
And you can see that in the picture that the carrots is as big as an arm.
他们的出产多得不得了，出产超过十倍。
And the produce now it has 10x of what it was before.
这就是神的约，他讲到，特别是当我们这四件事情都做的时候。
So that was an agreement from God that when you do all four things,
自卑
，and when you humble yourself,
祷告
，when you pray,
寻求他的面，神的面
，when you seek God's face,
转离我们的恶行
，and when you turn away from your evil doing,
神说他要赦免他们的罪
，and then God will come and forgive.
后面再加一句，我要医治他们的地
，and heal their land.
这个医治他们的地就是这个意思。
And that is what you see after God heals the land.
当一个地方充满了罪恶的时候，这个地方就被咒诅。
And when this place was full of evil doing, that this land is cursed.
当亚当犯罪的时候，什么受了咒诅
？And when Adam sinned, what happened to what being cursed?
圣经上描写地就受了咒诅。
And the entire earth was cursed.
开始长什么？荆棘跟蒺藜。
And so there was all the thorns and thistles.
因为罪的缘故，整个地就受咒诅，它乱长一些东西。
And so because of that, the land is cursed. So there's just many bad things that's growing.
现在因为人心归回转向以后，整个地就受祝福。
But when people's heart turn to God, then the land will become being blessed.
所以整个地就得了医治。
So the entire land got healed.
我们在特会之前对这个东西观念还不是很清楚。
So before this revival meeting, we don't have a lot of understanding of that concept.
当我越思想的时候，我发现这时候都写在圣经上面，要医治神要医治这个地。
When I'm thinking deeper into it, it was recorded in the Bible that God wants to heal the land.
有人说加州都不下雨。
And there is California is in drought.
东部在闹水灾。
And there was a lot of flooding in the east.
我们去阿拉斯加也在闹水灾。
And we went to Alaska. There was a flooding there as well.
都乱了。
And there was just a lot of mess.
罪太多，以至于整个天后整个都乱了。
Because sin abound, in abundance, so that it messes up all the weathers.
如果我们想要我们家种点东西还可以长得好的话
，And if I wanted to have something growing well in the backyard,
我们真的要为我们这个区域，这你住的区域，这个地区哈，这 community 来祝福，希望罪离开，东西就会长好啊。
You really need to pray for this region, this community.
所以我们看到，当复兴来临的时候，从使徒时代开始。
So when you see that in the time of the apostles,
一直到历史上面的大复兴
，throughout the entire history for all the large revivals,
都是在照这个 pattern 这样子的模式在发生。
And you can see there is the same pattern happening.
所以我就在默想，我就在思想说，那我们现在领受了一三一二北圣和西谷的意象，那又怎么样呢
？So I was thinking that well, we have the vision of 1312. So what should we do?
我们都知道这个地方是我们在七年前承受了神的一个呼召。
And we all know that we received that vision 7 years. We received that calling 7 years ago.
我们来到了。北圣和西
，and we came over to northern San Jose.
我们清清楚楚的知道，这边有12000个中国人
，and we knew at that time there was 12,000 Chinese people.
怎么样把这些人赢回来，能够信主
？And how do we turn all these Chinese people to God？
我记得很清楚，在那个之前，我们就是在那个时候，我们做了一个梦，我做了一个梦
，and I can remember that I had a dream at that time.
梦到什么？梦到。Esther 哈，我跟 Esther 两个人，不知道为什么是 Esther， 我跟 Esther 两个人，旧的就是 ，OK， 我们有很多 Esther 啊，我小平哈，我跟小平两个人呢，就有一个大的 bus。
And in my dream that I was in the same bus with Esther in。
然后我们就上了这个 bus， 我们从车前门进去，然后就到后门去买票。
And then we got up in the front door。Off the bus, and then we need to go through the back door to get the ticket.
有点像我们小时候那个车子，有个车长小姐在后车后门，要从前门呢挤到后面去买票。
And that was basically what you need to get the ticket from of the bus by the conductor. So you go from the front door, but you have to walk through people to get through the back door.
所以我们就发现当时呢一个很重要的一个 guidance， 一个带领。
And that was a very important guidance.
就是这边第一个充满了人。
And so the number one, this place is full of people.
挤满了。
And it's just very, very crowded.
然后我们呢，要去办一件事情，要什么？要买票。
And then we need to do one thing, but we need to get a ticket for it.
所以那个时候我们就开始建堂。
So at that time we were planning to build a church.
之前是租了一个堂。
Before that, we were renting a place.
租那个堂，然后呢，好不容易把它拿到了执照。
And of course, we spent a lot of effort to get the permit.
然后我们就开始我们这边的，就是整个一三一二的这种复兴的工作，我们开始祷告。
And we started working in this region of the 1312.
然后接下来我们又建这个堂。
And then later we built this church.
当中充满了许许多多的难处。
And there was a lot of challenges.
但是只有一件事情不变，就是神要复兴一三一二，复兴 North Valley， 这个心意是不变的。
But there's one thing remain unchanged is God wants to revive this region.
在建堂的当中，一件、两件、三件、四件，许许多多的神迹奇事。
And then during the church building, there are many miracles that happen.
我相信神要用神迹奇事来见证他的应许。
And I believe that God will use the miracles to show that His power.
今天时间不够，我就放一个东西。
And then we are short of time. We're just going to project something.
还今年在二月，记得今年在二月的时候，我们有一个 bus 的 tour.
And then in February this year, we had a bus tour.
当我们在我们去环绕一三一二祷告完，这个东西出来了。
And after we finish circling around this region.And then we come down and pray, and that happens.
很奇妙，因为之前祷告的时候，这是我们进到一三一二的十字架的正中心，在那个地方，大家下车祷告。
And that is the center of this 1312 region.
祷告的时候还不知道有什么。
And at that when we're praying, we didn't know what's going to happen.
祷告完以后，眼睛一张开。
And then after we pray that we lift up our eyes and see.
大家都吓一跳，怎么一个十字架在天上
？And there was a cross in the sky.
我们相信神就是这样。我们是 baby step， 我们是一个一小步一小步在走。
So we are walking in baby steps.
但是神就在这一小步当中，就一小步的时候，他有时候就给一个 like 一个 signs and wonders， 让我们看见我们是正在他所要我们走的路上。We are on track.
And even though we're walking in baby steps, that God will show us along the way that He shows signs to show us that we are on the same path, the right path.
所以这一个地区的复兴，神交托了给我们。
So that the, this region's of revival, God wants to trust us.
我相信我们所做的事情，神非常的喜悦。
I believe that whatever we're doing, that is very pleasing God.
问题是，我们可以再晋升吗？
And the question is, can we continue and do it even more?
我们可不可以做得更深、更广？
Can we do it? Can we do what we do deeper and broader?
更有啊。期待性来做这个事情
and with great anticipations.
所以呢当我们在祷告的时候呢我们要我们对这个地方充满了一个渴慕对复兴充满了渴慕
so that when we pray we need to crave for the revival for this region
然后第二件事情就是呢神说要等候
and the second thing is God said you need to wait
他说告诉以色列人说不要离开耶路撒冷要等候父所应许的
and he was just as he was talking to the apostles say wait and stay in Jerusalem
要等
you need to wait.
不要离开
Don't leave.
意思就是说要坚持不要离开你要坚持
That means that you need to be persistent.
在那个当中就是等待
And then you need to wait upon it.
神给门徒很简单十天、差不多十天的时间 就 OK 了
So that God they were waiting for 10 days and then God showed bring the Holy Spirit.
但是神给每一个教会的时间都不一样
But God will give different time period for different churches.
我昨天正在想，在默想这件事情的时候
，and then when I was thinking about this yesterday,
我吓一跳
，and I was amazed.
昨天是十一月二十二号
，and yesterday was November 22nd.
有没有人知道十一月二十二号发生过什么事情
？And did anybody remember what happened in November 22nd?
七年前
7 years ago.
十一月二十二号，我们从 Los Altos 搬到了 North Valley 来。下一张。
7 years ago, we moved from Los Altos to this to North San Jose 7 years ago.
七年整整到今天。
7 years until now.
那个是我们刚拿到教会的使用执照，大家好兴奋。虽然是个暂时的使用执照，已经很兴奋了。
Even though that it was a temporary permit at that time, we were all very.
所以我们就说我们要好好的庆祝一下。
So we wanted to celebrate.
啊，教会要开始搬迁，所以那一天我们就开始搬一些小东西，先就开始搬了。
So that we start moving small items to this location.
十一月二十号，一一二二零七年。
And that was November 22nd, 2007.
我们聚在一起吃火锅，数算神的恩典，庆祝，高兴的不得了。
Gather together, we're enjoying a hot pot. We're counting the blessing from the Lord. We're rejoiceful.
我们人不多，而且只有两口锅。
At that time, we don't have a lot of people. We have two hot pots.
现在吃都是什么15锅、18锅的，就是，但是这是一个历史性的一个 moment.
But that is a time, a moment in the history.
所以我就在那里面有个感觉，我们还要等多久
？So I was thinking that, well, how long, Lord, do we have to wait?
有时候你知道，人也会有一个好像有一个 frustration， 有个沮丧啊，我们还要再等多久啊
？So a lot of time we're very frustrated because we don't know how long we have to wait.
你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？好像门徒问的。
Oh, just like the Israelite people are. It is now you're going to restore the kingdom.
我们也会常常问主啊，你复兴一三一二就在这时候吗？
And just like we were asking the Lord, saying, "Oh Lord, is that now you're going to restore and revive this 1312 regions?"
神说 "Wait,"
but God say "Wait,"
不要离开
"Don't leave,"
just wait, just 等候
just wait upon Him.
神喜欢训练他的子民，而不告诉你时间的
And then God likes to train people by not telling them what and when.
我觉得他太聪明了
And that is very smart.
如果他告诉你一年以后我要复兴
，If he tells you that, well, you're gonna see a revival 1 year from now.
弟兄姐妹，我会这样做。
And this is what I'm gonna do.
我会轻轻松松过十一个月。
And I'm just gonna relax for 11 months.
第十二个月的时候，我会宣告说下个月要复兴，所以我们所有这个月大家禁食祷告。
And then I'm going to proclaim that, well, the next month is going to, revival is going to come, so you ought to fast and pray this month.
神就干脆不讲。
So, of course, God is going to say
所以他有可能就是下个礼拜。
It's possible that next week.
有可能是下个月。
And maybe next month.
所以呢，我们就禁食吧。
So,
万一是下个礼拜呢？
So
你没有禁食到复兴来了，你没有份啊。
And but because you know, if you don't know when it's going to happen, so
你没有祷告复兴来了，跟你没有关系啊。
So if you don't pray,
你在天上没有份啊。
You have no part in this revival.
所以神都不讲时间。
So God just keep the time silent.
他只讲不要离开。
And just say that don't leave.
该祷告的就好好祷告，不要离开。
And just keep praying.
存着一个信心，存着一个盼望。
So that you have a faith and you have hope.
所以我们已经等了七年了。
So we are here for 7 years now.
朱雅牧师能够来，我相信这一点触动了他。
And I think that is what really moved Pastor Zhu to come here.
因为我们 very dedicated 为这个地方祷告，祷告了七年。
Because we dedicated ourselves to pray for this region for 7 years.
所以要等候。
So we need to wait.
不要担心。
Don't worry about it.
第三件事情就是要同心的祷告。
So the number three is you need to pray in one accord.
在门徒们聚在一起的时候，他们就是同心合意的横切祷告。
When the apostles gather together, that they all pray in unity in one accord.
神在造万物的定律里面，我觉得有一条定律可以叫做复兴定律。
And with all the laws that God created, there was one law for revival.
就是复兴必须要在祷告当中降临。
So it's the revival is built upon prayer.
所以没有祷告，复兴不会降临。So
if there's no prayer, there's no revival.
神要复兴一个城市，他一定会开始激动一些人为这个地方祷告。So
when God wants to revive this city, He was going to stir up people to pray for that.
好叫他的复兴可以在祷告当中降临。So
that the revival can happen upon the prayer and the foundation.
所以当如果我们被神激动来祷告的时候，So
when we are stirred up by God to pray for this region,
我们不能轻忽这个事情。Don't
look upon this one lightly.
因为神后面要做。
Because God is going to follow through.
所以我们知道，当我们在有这个感动的时候，有这个心里被激动的时候呢
，So when we have feel this stirring and calling of God,
它已经是一个 evidence， 它已经是一个那个证据，要来复兴要来的一个证据，就是我有了一个被激动的感动。
So when we have that calling, that is the evidence from God that God is going to revive this place.
当我们祷告到哪里，神做事就做到哪里。
So wherever we pray, then God's action will follow.
就好像我常常觉得，就好像那个火车一样，你要有铁轨铺在那边，火车就会可以到。
So just like a train, you have to have the rail. So that the train can come.
如果你没有铁轨给他的话，火车开不到的。
So if there's no rail, there's no train.
火车想去也去不了。
And there's no way that the
复兴也是一样。 当我们没有祷告的时候，复兴就不会来，因为没有路开给他。
It's just like revival that if you don't pray, there's no revival.
所以神呼召他的子民来，要祷告。
So that we ought to be called upon to pray.
而且要叫横切祷告。
And then you have to pray consistently.
什么叫做横？
What is persistent?
就是不停止，有持续。
That's
持恒下去,
continuously without ceasing.
所以神要我们就是坚持下去。
So that what God wants us is to persistently praying and.
什么叫做切?
And what is in earnest?
要迫切。
And that is you really want to.
就是抓着神的应许。
Then you grab upon God's promise.
这当中就回到我们之前那个历代志下7章14节讲的第一件事情，就是要自卑啊。
So that just we go back to what we have just learned. The first thing is to humble yourself.
什么叫做自卑?
What is humbling yourself?
自卑就是告诉神我什么都不能做。
And humbling yourself is to tell the Lord that I cannot do anything.
而且承认真是这样，我什么都不能做。
I admit that I cannot do anything.
我们去传福音，没有人要信。
And when we are preaching the gospel,
甚至遇到人，我也不敢传，我怕他胆小，不敢讲。
And then even to a point that I cannot preach the gospel.
我们就是要把这个心带在神的面前，告诉他：是的，我承认，我真的是太有限。So
that we need to tell God that yes, I'm so limited that I cannot do it.
所以我们就看见，但是神可以，神行。
But God can and God will.
所以当我们迫切的时候，就是说我不行，但是你行，你帮我，你来。
So when we are earnestly seeking the Lord, and we're telling the Lord that we cannot, but you can.
所以当我们自卑的时候呢，我们就会去祷告。
So when we humble ourselves, we'll go pray.
然后我们会去寻求神那边。
And we're going to seek the God's
justice. 当聚到神那边的时候，我们一切的恶行就会离开，因为在神的面前，谁不敢作恶？
So when we seek the God's face later, we will turn away from our evil doing.
所以在这个地方，我们看见复兴就会来临。
And then revival will come.
在矽谷，老实说，传福音不是件容易的事情。
In Silicon Valley, it is very difficult to preach the gospel.
尤其面对很多大头脑的这些，我们很难。
And we are facing a lot of smart people.
让我们看见整个都是拜金主义，然后那个追求马门的。
And there is a lot of people that were just going after material.
这个当中，我们觉得我们真的毫无能力。
And we feel powerless.
但是我们有一个出路。
But there is one thing we can do.
我们深信神要复兴一三一二。
But we firmly believe that God is going to revive us.
这是唯一的能够福音能够收割的一条路。
And that is the only way that we can see the harvest.
所以当我们听到朱杰牧师在讲
，So when we hear Pastor Chu,
他说我们为这个地区好好的有计划的来祷告，祷告三到五年。
And we need to continuously with plan to pray for this region for 3 to 5 years.
复兴从30%开始起跳
，And then revival will start at least 30%.
30% 的人居民都会信主。他是从这个地方开始起跳起算，有的是40%，有的是50%，有的80%的地方都有。
So at least 30% of the people in this region will become Christians.
而且最重要的是，他又让我们打开一个信心，因为呢，以前我们都知道说威尔斯大复兴、山东大复兴，我们都知道这些。
And then he opened our eyes to say, well, we knew about the revival in Wales, we knew about the revival of the province of Shandong.
但是这边告诉我们说，在当今就是现在，世界已经有一千个地区域在发生这样子的一个复兴。
It's telling us that there is at least 1,000 regional revivals.
都是这个 pattern 在做
，and that following the same pattern.
自卑祷告
，and humble yourself and pray.
寻求神的面
，seek God's face.
神的复兴会来到
，and God's revival will come.
最后是一个讲到同心合意
，and the last talk about in one accord.
当门徒们在等候的时候，有120个人在那边同心合意。
And it was when the believer gathered together, it was 120 people. They were praying in one accord.
我就想一想说，哎呀，感谢主，因为120好像就我们教会在120、130呢。我说，哦呦，这个 number is perfect number.
Oh, praise the Lord! Our church is about 120-130 people.
所以我们现在更进一步，怎么让大家同心合意来祷告？
So that we can all pray together in one accord.
因为复兴需要大量的祷告。
Because revival depends on a lots of prayer.
所以秋芬就有感动来 organize 一个小时，每一天有一个人愿意来为教会为复兴来祷告一个小时。
So God stirred up Chauvin to organize a prayer rally. Each person have 1 hour for an entire day.
如果你可以做的话，这是每个礼拜来的，所以呢，你不需要一晒就是终身，不是终身哈。我们一个礼拜来，所以给大家都有机会。
So that this is a weekly thing, so that we all can participate.
当复兴来了，但是我们不再祷告的时候，我们就不在复兴里面。
So when revival comes, but if we are not in prayer,
好像被关在门外，
那
个感觉是很糟糕的。
It's like we are outside of that door.
所以当我们大家一起来，我们可以找秋芬来 sign up.
So that we can all sign up.
然后我们在祷告会里面也是一样，我们有这个地图。
And then in our prayer meeting, there is a map that
很多人拿到了。
There's a lot of people.
我们就把这个区域分了，总共分了16块。
We divided the region of 1312 into 16 different subregions.
每个人就认领一块。
And some everybody will just get the.
我们祷告会大概差不多快二十个人，十几二十个人。我们大家刚刚好，就是每个人就认领一块。
So that we all are taking one subregions.
然后我们每一次祷告会，我们就为这一块里面的两条或三条街道来祷告。
So in the prayer meeting, every time we're going to pray for within that each one of them within that region, you pray for the 2 or 3 street.
特别是他就住那个附近，他就认领那一块。
Well, especially if you stay within that region, that you own that.
开车开在街上的时候，经过就为这个祷告。
And then when you're driving through your neighborhood, you're praying for your neighborhood.
然后我们有机会的话，我们也会开车开到那个区域来行进祷告附近看一看。
And then if we have an opportunity, we'll just go there and then just walk among the neighborhood and pray for that neighborhood.
我们就是不在那个区域，我也不在那个区域，我就随便拿了一张。
And I do not live in any of this place, so I just took one by random.
所以我拿到了第五号。
And what I took was number five.
前几天我才吓一跳。
And then as I studied it, I was in shock.
我才联想，我才记起来，第五号是我来美国的时候，我在念书的时候，我就住在那个地方住了一年多。
And then, within that number five, if in that region is when I first came to the States, as a student, I rented a house there.
我那个时候还不是基督徒。
I wasn't a Christian then.
但是我现在是了，我就要为那个地方来祷告。
But now I am, so I'm going to pray for that sub-region.
所以我们大家一起来，当我们接到都祷告完的时候，我相信神要慢慢开始做事情。
And so that's all do it together so that when we go through that entire region, God is going to do something.
弟兄姐妹，你渴望复兴吗？
Brother and sister, do you crave for revival?
你真的会渴慕复兴吗？
Do you really crave for revival?
我知道我们很多的人不一定那么渴慕复兴。
I know that some of us may not really crave for the revival.
但是当复兴来的时候，那一些人一定会后悔。
But when revival comes, those people will regret.
因为大家在这么兴奋的当中，在天上没有你的那个奖赏。
And as everybody was enjoy the wave of revivals, that you will not be rewarded.
如果这是神的应许
，if that is the promise of God,
他就会做成。
And He is going to do it.
我们要张开我们的，我们要张开我们的的的的的那种量。
And we need to opening our heavenly
信心的量，知道神会做。
And we have to start opening up our eyesight and just in knowing that God will do it.
所以我们要跟神一起来做。
And we'll do that together with God in faith.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
今天父，我们赞美你，主啊，我们真知道这块地方有你的心意，主啊，你也有你的计划，在我们周围北圣河西谷这块地方，主啊，我们就再一次来祷告，主啊，我们真的要承认我们太有限了，我们能做的太少了，主啊，但是我们能够做的最重要的当中，最重要就是我们愿意自卑，愿意祷告来到你面前，向你来哭求，向你来呼求。我们真的没有任何的方法或能力来改变这个地方，但是主，你给我们了一个钥匙，要我们祷告，要我们自卑祷告来寻求你的面，因为你要来复兴这个地，从这个事情成为一个翻转，成为一个钥匙来打开这个地方的复兴。我们就愿主你更大的来扩充我们心里面的这个度量，扩充我们的信心，让我们眼睛被打开，看见你要做事，好叫我们能够够得上，能够配得上你在我们教会，你在我们所有的弟兄姐妹心里面所摆的那一份的感动。主啊，求你来，我们谢谢你，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们唱诗歌，我们是你的百姓，好，你是我们的神，我们用赞美打开城门，预备救恩的道路，我们要呼喊吧，这城已经交给我们了。我们起立来唱好吗？来，
我们。